Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
On FM, digital and your mobile.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
From the terraces on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So welcome to another week of From the Terraces. What you're doing listening to this, you should be getting yourself down to the Abbey to watch the women play Norwich. 2 o'clock kickoff there. Looks like the weather's nice. The catering stands are open in the main stand. It's going to be a great day down. I'm going to go as soon as the show's finished. So it's United against Norwich at the Abbey. 2 o'clock kickoff. Free to season ticket holders. Free to under 18s. And a fiver if you're an adult that doesn't have a season ticket. Get there now. Other than that, it was a blip in performances for Cambridge United and a loss at Blackpool. Although to be fair, we could have won. There could have been a draw. It could have gone anyway, really. But no points. Everyone else lost apart from Port Vale, who got a draw. So we're still 5 points clear of the drop zone. And Histon strangely got hammered after beating God Manchester 5-1 last week. They got beaten by Boldmere St Michael, I think, by the same score. We talked to Chris Nunn, who said it was down to changes he made and he won't be doing that again. So we'll be talking to him later. And Cambridge City's woeful form continues. If you look at the form table for Cambridge City at the moment, it makes very sad reading. 7 points out of the last 30. It's been seven games now since they last won, five since they even drew. They're probably safe because they've got enough points, but it's looking pretty dicey. Couldn't get hold of Robbie, did speak to Neil. We'll be talking to him later on. And in the women's football, it's just as I've just said, the Norwich versus United game at the Abbey, 2 o'clock kickoff. City haven't got a game this weekend, but they play Norwich midweek. So have a look at those. And we spoke to both the managers. And then finally, if you've got anything you want to say, you can do. You can text us on 07919 070490. That's 07919 070490, or you can email studio@cambridge105.co.uk. but we'll start, as we usually do, with Cambridge United. So, it's difficult, isn't it? Once you start winning games and putting in really good performances, everyone thinks, you know, our memory gets really short. You suddenly think, right, we've won every game for eons now, so we should be hammering everybody. We actually played a good game against Blackpool, I think. We were unlucky, literally, as you'll hear in a minute, a lick of paint away from Hadley scoring again. And others should have potentially got shots on target, but didn't. And it turned out in the end to be, it was quite a reasonable game. 1-0 Blackpool beat us, but certainly not to be downhearted. It was interesting listening to the spectators as they were leaving. Yes, they were disappointed, but there was no real moaning about it, because it was still a good performance, which bodes well for the rest of the season. As I say, all the results went our way elsewhere, apart from Port Vale, who managed to get a draw. So 5 points now separates us. Matt can't join us today, but we are going to welcome Scott McGeorge into the team. Hopefully I can get hold of him on the phone. I don't know whether it's ringing or not. Are you there, Scott? So we've got Scott on the other end of the line. Sorry, it's the first time we've tried that number, and I just thought suddenly I'd got the wrong number. It was a loss yesterday, 1-0. After the great results, we might be disappointed, but in the end, I think we played well. We just didn't play well enough to beat a Blackpool side that frustrated us.
Yeah, absolutely, Tim. My takeaway from it was frustration, actually. I thought we gave the first half away. I don't think we used the momentum we gained with the 6 points over Easter and really took it into that first half. I thought we set up a little bit too negative, and we never really laid a glove on a Blackpool side that were I know they were 6 points off the playoffs, but there was a little bit of discontent within their ranks. And I feel like, you know, if we'd have got at them, we could have got the crowd on the players' backs. And, yeah, we were just too tepid. And to be honest with you, Tim, the first half of Blackpool reminded me of the second half against Northampton a few weeks ago, where we were just camped in our own half and didn't offer up enough of a threat. And therefore, Blackpool became very comfortable, knocked the ball about well, and you know, evidently they're going to probably score at some point, which happened yesterday, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Sally, you were going to say?
I just thought I wanted to play devil's advocate.
Oh, go on then.
Not speaking on behalf of the club by any means, but I just thought it was interesting that obviously Scott mentioned that the boys set up quite negatively, and I'll be honest, I've literally just watched the highlights back like 2 minutes ago, so I wasn't at the game. Haven't seen too much of it myself. But if we go back to what the gaffer said, what was it now, like 3 weeks ago at the likes of Lincoln, and I can't remember what the first away game was.
It was Lincoln away, and then the home game again.
And he mentioned he would have to think about how they set up away from home. Do you think that has like a bearing, that had a bearing on the performance yesterday? Because obviously we've got two really positive results over the Easter break, and now you said that we've gone out to Blackpool and don't look like we've gone with that confidence of two massive results.
It's interesting, and you can comment in a second, Scott, is that I thought that, I mean, we defended, the one good thing that came from it is that we defended well. We did a lot of defending, and at times it was frantic but not panicked. I think I said that about the first game, and it was nice to see that most of the time we were defending well. And the goal that they scored, It wasn't really against the run of play because we were under pressure, but it did come from nothing, and we could have got goals. I had made, you know, previously in the last two games, if you tried that would have gone in, and that's the way our luck was running, and that's all it takes sometime. But yeah, I think we suffered a little bit at the back. We weren't quite sure what we were doing at the back, and I think in the end. And I'm not sure that Neil wouldn't say this, is that we looked... Sorry, Gary. Oh, it shows what happens when we change managers all the time. I think Gary might say that we kind of a little bit sometimes reverted to type to what we were doing before that two-week international break and the much better performances we'd seen against Barnsley and Wigan. I don't know what you thought, Scott.
Yeah, no, it's a fair point. And I know, I understand what Sal's saying, and it's a fine line, and then if there's a few players not performing, it can look worse. I'm not saying go with a different strategy, because Gary alluded to in the recent fans forum that, especially away from home, you can't afford to be too expansive. But at the same time, you've got to offer up something. You've got to get closer to Gassan. We left him isolated, in my opinion. I suppose, like you say, we turned the ball over far too frequently and easily, and that led to Blackpool having, I think it's 72% possession or something, which was, yeah, just too much. And yeah, I feel frustrated because we gave that first half away, and I think if we could have just come out the traps and maybe asserted ourselves a little bit more onto Blackpool, it might have worked in our favour. And I just think we sacrificed the first half. But as I say, that does go hand in hand with players. You know, you've got to keep the ball, obviously, when you get the ball off Blackpool. And you've got to offer something, you know, going forward. And for me, Kai Kai and Brophy, we just didn't get them in the game, and getting them up closer to, get, you know, close to Gassan as we'd have liked and as we had done, yeah, in the second half of Barnsley and certainly in the Wigan game.
Yeah, and I think that was key for me, is that Hanme was isolated a little bit. He wasn't getting the service that he had been getting, and he did what he could when he came through. But he was very, very unlucky. The ball was cleared off the line, and really, you know, any other day that would go in. I think we did get a little bit better at that in the second half, but I think generally the game faded off for us a little bit in the second half. So although we included Gassan a bit more, it just wasn't happening. I kind of it was one of those games where, you know, you get that feeling at half time, it's just not going to happen today. And I think it was a pity. But as I say, I'm not. And Gary said, we'll hear this in a second. Gary said this after the game, that he's not going to go away panicking about it, because it wasn't wholesale carnage, which it had been at Lincoln and the home game we lost as well, which now escapes me. But that hasn't been the case. So I think it's still there. We're 5 points clear at the moment. The form guide has us still staying up. And I think, you know, I think that 5 points is going to be key. Yes, I think there'll still be something decided on the last week of the season, because I think the more likely outcome for me is now that we could put Port Vale down rather than being worried about whether we're going down. But I think that could still be an important game for one of the two of us. But I think we've just shown enough, and we've just had those two results. But, and Gary said this after the Barnsley game, we had to do it again on Monday, and we did. And he said it again, that we now need to get back into those winning ways. And a game, this weekend's game, is going to be a really key game. Charlton at the Abbey. You know, they've been out of sorts for most of the season, really. And that becomes a really big game, because I think if we win that one, then that's probably sees us safe, Scott.
Yeah, totally agree with you, Tim. In my view, we probably need another win would do it. 4 points, I would say 49 should see you safe from there, looking at other teams' run-ins. And like you quite rightly said, that was season-saving, the Easter weekend. I don't think any United fan could have dreamt we'd have got 6 points off of Barnsley away and Wigan at home. So that really, that was, I can't sort of emphasise how crucial that was, as we all know. And that's just give us that little bit of a cushion where we could probably get away with that result yesterday and not picking anything up. But yeah, the home games, again, Gary's noted them. Again, it was at the fans forum. He said, you know, being in our own stadium, it's nice and tight, you know, we can get the crowd on side. Bit like it was at Wigan, then, like I say, I'm happy to take on anyone at the Abbey, as long as obviously the players are at it. And it's set fair for a cracking finale with these remaining games. Hopefully, all the supporters will come in force for the Charlton game. It'll be near on a sellout. I think Charlton have already sold out their end, obviously. They've picked up under Nathan Jones, Alfie May scoring goals. I think there'll be goals in the game. I think it'll be a decent contest. But I fully expect United to pick up these 3 to 4 points along the line somewhere. And I certainly don't want it going to the last day, on tenterhooks, if you like. I don't think it will, but I'd rather get them points on the board sooner rather than later, Tim.
Yeah, I think also I wanted to ask something, actually, because often as fans we look forward, you know, in terms of what we've got next, and we sat here, 2 weeks ago or just before the Easter break and said, Cole, we've actually got a really tough run in here. But in hindsight, if we went back to those 2 weeks and looked at the teams that we needed to play and it was exactly the same, would you say that perhaps the mentality of the other teams was the difference as well? Because like I look at who we played, and Barnsley, we probably caught them at a good time. Don't take anything away from the performance. Performance was really good, but caught them at a good time in terms of the form was a bit here and there. Wigan haven't got anything to play for, really, in the sense, you know, and they can't go up, they can't go down. And I thought that really showed in the performance.
It
didn't get out of first gear. And that's not to say that we weren't good enough or we didn't deserve to win the game. But would you then rather theoretically have those sorts of fixtures, as opposed to, let's say, we had to play everyone that was in and around us, and it's a real like dog scrap?
Yeah, I think you don't really want to be. Ideally, you're not playing against people who've got anything to do apart from, you know, just playing out a season. Those are the best ones to play against, I think.
Yeah.
I think if you've got either end of the season, I mean, if you look at Histon yesterday, they got hammered by a side that's struggling to get the points to avoid relegation. You look at City a couple of weeks ago, they got hammered by Rushden and Diamonds, who are having an amazing resurgence at the end of the season, having recruited. Those teams who've got who are in at the bottom. That's why Port Vale on the last day of the season would be a really nasty one, because we often don't do well at Port Vale, and you know they could have been as desperate for points as we are. Now they still could be. We'll see what happens there. But yeah, I think you just can't tell how those games are going to go, because it becomes less necessarily about current form. You look at what form they're in, and you say, we've got no problems here. But then you look at it, and we beat Wigan, we beat Barnsley, both of who are teams who are, yeah, honestly, we wouldn't have thought we stood a chance of doing those after the Lincoln games. But then, you know, you look at Wickham. Wickham are going to be an interesting one. You know, they're not really in any trouble. They're not really going to do as well as they wanted to necessarily. That could be an easy one, but it could be they want to come here and just show us that, you know, they're no mugs. So it is a really difficult one, it is interesting. I mean, if we could go back now and look at it all again, I don't think we'd think of it any differently. If in the light of the two really heavy defeats, then we'd still think that we're probably going to go down or we're going to struggle, because we've got the games that we've had that we've just won, the Wigan game, the
Barnsley
game. That's the one I was looking at, and then yesterday we didn't think we'd get any points from those. So to have got six out of the nine is really good, and I think. Yeah, looking forward, I think, Scott, it's going to be 3 points is going to do. I think that'll be enough. But yeah, 4 points would definitely be good. And you can now look at those games and see, well, with Charlton, with Wickham, with Port Vale, then, you know, there's a good chance there that there are, you know, 3 or 4 points in those games, and that will see us safe.
Yeah, it should do, Tim. Like I say, four is what I'm looking at personally. Just on Sal's point there, it's a difficult one. You know, who would you rather play? I mean, if you go back to the back this time a year ago, the back end of the season, remember when we went to Burton, the Pirelli Stadium, we sold out the away end. That was our game in hand. Burton was safe, had nothing to play for, and I've never seen a team fight so hard and waste time and be so pleased to beat us. So it's a difficult one, isn't it? You know, we haven't taken any points off Cheltenham this season, for instance. So, and Cambridge United do quite often raise their game for the bigger games and the bigger clubs. So it'd be no surprise to see us go and beat Charlton or even, to be honest, even Derby in a couple of weeks' time. I'd probably rather have them games where the lads know what they're going to face. They're going to be up for it because they have to. So I would probably rather play the bigger sides, to be quite honest with you. But
no,
I'm looking forward to it. What's that? Sorry, Sal?
Would you say, is it because there's no pressure as well? Because obviously, like you said, Barnsley fans didn't really expect much from. Wigan, they didn't really expect much from. And no one would have written, you know, the story of how Easter unfolded. So would you say potentially those bigger clubs, like you said, the players don't feel like, oh, no one's really expecting much of us here, and it actually seems to come together?
Yeah, I think so, because I think there's a little bit more on them games, you know, where we stumbled and faltered against Cheltenham, Burton at home, and yeah, I think so. And maybe on the flip side, it could work, you know, it could work for you as well with, you know, Barnsley. I know they were a little bit out of sorts, but thinking that Cambridge United might be an easy touch, and that's how Cambridge have done well in the last sort of few seasons, especially at League One level. They've thrived off the underdog and like you said, the no pressure tag. So I definitely think that plays a part. And I think the boys know what they're going to face when, say, Charlton are coming to town, Derby County. They know it'll be a big occasion. They're going to have to, they have to be on it. Otherwise, they're definitely going to get beat. So it definitely, I think Gary's a big thinker. You know, listen to his interviews. He's, whilst he had his time away from the game, he went out of the ballpark, if you like. He went and spoke to snooker players, tennis players, all sorts, to try and, it's all about mindset, as you know, Sal, with football and sport. You know, so I think that plays a key role, and I think that's what he's tried to tap into the players, to just have that bit of belief. And you've done it, come on, show me that you can do it, you know. So I think that's quite a key part to Gary, and yeah, I think that'll probably help us get over the line, just, yeah, instilling that belief into the players and yeah, making them know that they can go out there and they're capable.
I think, sorry, I was just completely thrown. We were just arguing about who's going to answer the question. In fact, Sal, you were going to say, what, you were going to say something, or are you? It was because I got the headphones up in the studio, so he couldn't hear what was going on. So there you go. Well, Scott, thanks very much indeed for joining us. We shall talk to you again, hopefully, next week or in a couple of weeks. We'll sort that one out. But thanks very much for joining us today. Cheers.
Cheers, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Excellent.
Thanks.
That's Scott McGeorge. I was going to play... Oh, should I play it? This is what Neil had to... Neil, gosh, I'm going to have to get that name right. Gary. This is what Gary had to say following the game.
Gary, a good effort from your side. Second half. I'd imagine it's a mix of frustration that you couldn't quite get something on the board, but, you know, proud of the way the players fought back.
Yeah, definitely. I think... first half, they made it difficult for us. We weren't quite dealing with the wide areas, really, where they were moving their central players out wide and overloading us there. So it kind of pinned us back quite a bit, which was difficult. But we still defended really well. And I know it was a lot of pressure, but it was really the goal came from... Yeah, we had a bit of a mix-up on the ball that dropped. We won the ball. Bit of a mix-up between a couple of the players and the ball comes in our box and it was a goal. But we just spoke at half-time. Okay, we need to deal with that, those things better, and we sort of rectified that. But I think the other bit was we just needed to show a bit more composure on the ball. I think like we were in a rush where we were defending our box to get rid of the ball, and I get it, you know, when you're defending your box, you're clearing your lines, but there were moments where we could show more composure and actually build our play, and I thought the second half was exactly that. Do you know what I mean? They took it on board, and second half performance was really proud of. I thought we were a lick of paint or a post away from... probably getting just rewards with to come away with a point, and I was really pleased with that second half, I thought it was a really good response to being a goal behind, and like I said, I'm really unfortunate not to come away with a point, and you know, with catches opportunity.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure, as you say, in that first half, and perhaps tendency to sit a little bit too deep at times, you think, Gary?
But don't get me wrong, they made it difficult, you know, like they were very clever in how they were using their central players to come wide, and it was causing us a problem. That's why we couldn't quite get the pressure on their back three players, even though we dealt with a lot of it, and like we expect, you've seen it in the last, you know, couple of games where the attitude and desire to win balls in your box and the outside of it was still clearly there. But you're right, it was for too long prolonged periods, you know, and so we've made those adjustments, and second half, you know, I thought we were the better team. Do you know what I mean? We really dealt with those situations much better, and then we showed a lot more composure on the ball and able to build attacks, you know, a little bit better than, obviously a lot better than what we were doing in the first half. And like I said, we were, for the sake of a lick of paint, we would have been coming away with what we would have felt as a just rewards for that second half performance.
Yeah, you mentioned the goal there, and I guess that's the frustration in a sense, Gary. You know, just one mistake, one little mix up, and bang, they're in.
And for all their pressure, that's what I mean. It's a shame that it was a situation like that. If they had, like, you know, created a well worked goal or something, sometimes you can live with that a little bit better. But look, I think the main thing is across these three games and even today, especially that second half, you can see we're moving in the right direction in terms of performance. Already gathered points. Yeah, we're really annoyed that we haven't, and disappointed that we haven't got the right result today, but I think overall there's a lot of, you know, positives and confidence we can take from these last three performances. You can see the team's clearly moving in the right direction, and we know that if we can perform like this, you know, we're gonna be in position to take points and get what we need. So we don't lose any confidence from, you know, whereas you look at Reading and you look at Lincoln, in those type of performances you can lose confidence from, which is, you know, but we needed to rectify it. So these last three games, I've been really pleased with the players. And yeah, today, but I thought the level of performance was still good. Even in that first half, it was still there in terms of our defensive responsibility. But second half, we showed, you know, what I wanted us to show, that little bit more composure and quality that we do have on the ball. And I thought we put a problem to Blackpool, and they're a good team. I mean, it just shows you we can compete with any team in this league if we perform, our performance levels are where they need to be.
It was important to get a little bit more support for Kassan in that second half, and I thought we got that.
Yeah, and that's part of the adjustments we made at half-time and then throughout the second half. And I thought the lads that come on did exceptionally well, made an impact, and we were pushing and pushing. Unfortunately, like I said, for the sake of a lick of paint, we would have probably been stood here really pleased with a point, you know. But no, we need to continue what we're doing. You can see the confidence in the lads, and the level of performance has been much higher in this last three games, and there's a good spirit amongst them, and yeah, we need to get that across the line. But if we continue in this way, and I think you can see clearly, like, it's the right, we're moving in the right direction for sure. You can see that, and we just need to continue that in these games coming up.
A couple of big opportunities you've already mentioned a couple of times, Gary. Obviously, the Kassan's header blocks on the line, yeah, and then the chance for, yeah, for Elias. It was a really well-worked move between him and Macaulay Bonner. I thought he did well off, yeah, the bench. And am I perhaps a little bit harsh to say he could have done a little bit better, Elias, in that situation?
Yeah, look, it's one of them. I'm not going to blame anyone for that. Like, you've done everything right, and an inch to the left, and it's in the goal, isn't it? And then we're not complaining about anything, but... No, everyone that come on made an impact, and I was really proud of that second half. I was really pleased to see the response, because you look at the Reading and the Lincoln game, when we went a goal down, the response wasn't good. Do you know what I mean? Where today I thought we've gone a goal down. Yes, we saw it through to half time, but second half we responded how we want to respond, how you want your team to respond. So I think we can be proud of that. Although the result isn't what we need, and we're really aware of that. Of course we are, and we need points on the board. But I think you can see the attitude of the players, and you know, it's not through a lack of determination and trying and effort, and I think it's just a case of like continuing what we're doing and trust that these levels of points, as they've proven in the, across the Easter, they will deliver results more often than not. So yeah, we have to take that defeat today, but in a positive way, because there was a lot of good things there second half.
Yeah, you said in the build-up to today's game there would be moments throughout the last five or six games where there would be difficulties and the hillocks, a few challenges, but and that's been the case today, so you're right. But you look at the league table, you look at results elsewhere, and they've been favourable. So it's a positive in a sense, Gary.
Yeah, of course it is. And look, I'm not naive that everyone will be looking at the league table and wondering what's been. Of course we are, it's human nature. But I'm really just, I want us to focus on us. Do you know what I mean? Take care of our own stuff, not rely on anyone. And that's been a real big part since I've come in, but definitely in that international break. And I think you've seen a change in attitude from the players, and you have seen their levels go up, you know, and it's not all going to be smooth sailing. Like, I guess in the last two games, those type of situations with catch and everything like that, and then obviously Gasson's off the line, they've been going in for us. But I thought our endeavour was huge in that second half, and some of the quality of times. But I just think there's a lot of positives. We won't lose any. There's no confidence loss. That's the difference. Do you know what I mean? Reading, and you won't lose a if you're going to lose a game, not that you ever want to, but if you lose a game, you lose a game like that. Do you know what I mean? In terms of having a right go and doing things a lot better than, and learning throughout the game. And like I said, for a lick of paint, we would have been probably even more pleased. Of course, we would have been more pleased, because we would have taken a point from the game.
Yeah, I think that's it, is that you look at the way in which he came out in the end. It wasn't a poor performance. It wasn't as good as the previous weeks, but they were so far above where we were for Reading, which was the game I kept forgetting, Reading and Lincoln. The difference between those two games and the last two games and then this game was we haven't reverted completely to type. Yes, there were a few issues, but I think we can get a handle on those. And what I was chatting to people afterwards, one of the really good things is I think why the Gary Monk appointment was so good was because if we could stay up, he's got a summer to build a side, and I think that's going to be huge for the club going forward.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be massive in any situation, really, like whoever you are. Obviously the club's had so much turbulence in the past season, so to just have a manager who, touch wood, is still going to be there next season,
yeah, you know,
and an opportunity for a rebuild, if you like, is a great opportunity. And now that pressure hopefully should be taken off him a little bit in terms of relegation and fighting relegation. Hopefully the lads will do what needs to be done and see themselves safe, and that will give him some thinking time, a bit of breathing space as well, and a few more nights where he can actually sleep.
And a chance to use some people that haven't had much of a chance to play, Sam.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Won't mention any
hint,
names.
Hint. Yeah, okay, well, that's we hope we're all the best to United for that Charlton game. We shall take a break and then we'll come back and we'll talk Histon and City.
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
On FM, digital and your mobile.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
From the terraces on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So as we said, it's been a desperate time for City over the last few games. The best thing that can be said about it is the period before that was okay enough to give them a gap in the league positionings. If you look at it now, it's Cambridge City are on 17 on 30 points. Gresley are 18th on 26 points. And then it's Rushden and Diamonds, 35 games, 25 points. And Rugby, 35 games, 25 points. So there's 5 points that separate Rushden and Diamonds, or 4 points really if you separate out the bottom three before it becomes an issue. But it's got to be a concern. Well, it's definitely a concern. You'd be stupid if it wasn't a concern. And it does make the upcoming fixture against, I think, Shepshed is going to be a real important game, because that's going to be the one where if they can't actually get out of their losing streak, then it's going to be a real problem. It's an away game, although Shepshed are actually playing an away game in Coventry on the Tuesday, so they'll play two games in the week. But City will want to get something out of that. Didn't manage to speak to Robbie, but did speak to Neil Midgley. This is what he had to say after the disappointing result against Boldmere yesterday.
Well, Neil, it was Boldmere St Michael's at home yesterday. It was a 4-0 loss, and it's coming on the back of a kind of an alarming run of games. In the last 10 games, you've picked up just 7 points, 2 wins and a draw out of 30 points. I guess the points you've got there are probably going to be enough to keep you up, but it's looking a little bit scary down there.
Yeah, it's not an ideal situation for us, Tim. We would have liked to pick up a few more points over the last few weeks, but yeah, it's been difficult, can't lie. We've certainly been conceding far too many goals, and you know, we've been trying to address the problem, but it's very difficult. We've lost Joe Welsh, the goalkeeper, who's very influential at the back for many weeks, and that's really affected the back four. Taylor hasn't been fit, and we've had to wheel him out sort of three quarters fit over the last couple of weeks, and all that's culminated in us leaking a lot of goals, and confidence obviously is quite low at the moment. So a really difficult period, but we're working hard, and we've got to bat on and try and get a few more points before the end of the season.
Yeah, and as you say, I mean, it is a poor run of results, and the goals are certainly, I mean, you've lost, I think there's 5 games in that run of 10 where you've conceded a large number of goals, certainly 4 of them, 4 goals or more. Obviously, Taylor Parr's been missed. Obviously, as you say, Joe Walsh has been missed. Some of it, I went to the Rushden and Diamonds game, and I think for me there, it was just that Rushden and Diamonds were up for the game more than you. I mean, obviously, they're in a much worse position than you were, than you are. So is that it? Are people kind of switching off a little bit, do you think?
No, I wouldn't say they're switching off. I think the boys are fully aware of what's expected of them and where we're at and what we expect as a club and a management team from them. The Rushden game, as you said, we took the lead in that, so we were certainly up for the game. I think that actually didn't help us because it allowed us to relax, and Rushden didn't have any choice and went for it, and that because in our young team sort of going under a little bit, and again taking a way out of that going into the next couple of games without people like you say, Taylor Parr and Joe Welsh, when you need those bigger characters to stand up for you, it's been really difficult for them. I think the game on Saturday against Boldmere, there's a really strong wind down the pitch, which they had first half, and we'd worked quite hard in the week on defensive shape. And for 35 minutes, we were really good, I thought, and held them at bay. But the first goal went in, and then that should be the trigger for them to go, right, can we get to half time just 1-0 down? But we managed to concede 2 more goals, which was really disappointing. And it gave us a mountain to climb in the end. So yeah, a lot of it is the mentality, how we sort of go into it and getting the confidence a bit higher for them, because a lot of these players we're putting out at the moment are young lads, and they are getting a little bit affected by the situation. So we've got to make sure that in each game they're focused and they're ready and they can give their all, really.
Yeah, you've got four games left before the end of the season. One of them, of course, is the Cambridgeshire County Cup game against Wisbeach, and that could, I guess, you know, put a nice cap onto the end of the season if you can stay up and also win some silverware as well. Then it could turn things around a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at. It's a really important game next week at Shipshed. I think they're playing in the week as well. So maybe a win against them will take us above Shepshed, and that's what we've got to look at climbing, not what's behind us. Can we get ahead? Mm-hmm. And that's got to be the mentality. And there's no hiding place. We've got to go there and look to win. And then, like you say, if we can do that, and then it brings towards the end of the season where you can go into a cup final and try and get some silverware, which caps things off nicely.
Yeah, and I guess obviously thoughts as well turn to next season. Finally, you'll get to play in the new ground. It's been a long time, but probably a lot longer than the people thought it would be. But I hear that's progressing slowly, and that should all be sorted over the summer.
Yeah, that's obviously the plan. So it's been well documented and spoken about. It can't come soon enough, and help us steer us in the right direction, because as we've all seen over the last few seasons, it's really, really tough for us on and off the pitch. We find ourselves in the situation we are, and we sort of need that change of dynamic and direction that a new ground will give us.
Yeah, and perhaps a change of management might give you as well. It's really difficult. I know that nobody's mentioning individual names, but there's definitely a lot of disquiet on social media forums about where the team are currently heading. And you have to look at the form and say it's difficult to see otherwise. If they stay up and they win the Cambridgeshire County Cup, then that's a very different season than if they get relegated and don't win that. So I suppose we'll have to see what happens in the final five games, but crucial times for City. The last thing they want to do is start the new era at the stadium, having been relegated. I don't think it's looking increasingly likely, but a loss against Shropshire Dynamo might make it a bit more of a very uncomfortable last three league games, let alone the cup game. But there you go. Histon as well. They've been doing. I mean, with Chris Nunn, the resurgence under Chris Nunn has been undeniable and has been very spectacular at times. They've had a couple of bad results against the starting game against Daventry, and then the return game, both lost heavily. And then they had a really good game just before Easter, the Elston Park one, and then lost. And then Leicester Nirvana, who are struggling there at the bottom, a game that was rearranged from the original kickoff, and the venue was changed to save it having to become a midweek game. Unfortunately, Chris made some changes, as he said he would do, in the position they're in. They're 10th in the league, no danger of going up or staying down, so it's all about experimenting for next year. Perhaps a little step too far in the experimentation. This is what Chris had to say following that game.
Well, after last week's 5-1 win against Godmanchester Rovers, it was off to Leicester Nirvana in a slightly rearranged game, but it didn't quite go the way you expected, I guess.
Well, I knew it was going to be a tough game. There's no point thinking otherwise. You know, they've got some really good results yesterday. They got an identical result what they did last yesterday, what they did with Racing Club Warwick. You know, they've got some good players. And, you know, I have to take responsibility for our first half performance. I made five changes. We played in a different formation, and it didn't work. You know, I accept responsibility for that. But as I've said over recent sort of weeks, we need to be looking at different things for next year, trying different things out. We've got a sort of bit of a, it's almost sort of like a mini pre-season for us now. But yeah, it was a disappointing performance. You know, we still didn't do enough in my eyes, you know, in terms of away from the changes in the formation. We still didn't do enough as individuals and as a team collectively. And they fully deserved the victory.
And I guess it's we talked about this a few weeks ago, and you just mentioned it there, the advantage of being in 10th position with kind of no promotion and no relegation is that you get to try things out, and experimentation will give you a better idea of where you're going to be next season.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we actually didn't start the game too bad. I thought we started it okay for the first sort of 10 minutes, and then I think they got their first goal. It was a 30-yard shot that got deflection off the top of someone's head and sort of looped in. And from there, that gave them confidence, and we sort of struggled. So, you know, it's hard when you make so many changes as well, because we were a little bit disjointed, and it was a little bit like our left arm didn't know what our right arm was doing. And, you know, maybe I'm being a bit harsh on some of the boys, but I did feel the performance levels were around about sort of 5 out of 10 from individuals, instead of where some games we've been around about sort of 8 and 9. So that like I said, that was disappointing. But you know, we've had 7 wins in the last 9 games, so I'm delighted with that. So no mass sort of worry or concern. It was just we tried something, and on the day it didn't work.
And just 2 games left now. Next one is up next week at home to Cucknow before the final game of the season away at Easington. It would be good to finish on a high as well, but also the last home game of the season next week. It's good to get a good crowd down there, which you've had just recently.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, look, you know, we won't be looking to experiment next Saturday. It'll be a game. It's our last home game of the season. We want to give the supporters something to have their summer. I know we've got Easington away the following week, but, you know, it's our last home game of the season, and we want to try and put on a good show for them, you know, which we have done for probably apart from 2 home games this year. So it's a game we're looking forward to. It's a game that, you know, we did, like I think I said to you a couple of weeks ago, we did set a target of 50 points. We need one more win out of our last 2 to do that, which would be a fantastic turnaround from where we were. So, yeah, you know, I'm not... Normally, when you get sort of smashed like we did yesterday, sometimes you can feel it can affect your Sunday, but I'm hoping it won't. I don't think it will, because I feel like it was something different that we tried, and I think I would regret trying it maybe in September next year instead of trying it yesterday, you know, when there might be something a little bit more to play. So I'm not going to beat myself up over it. I'm not going to beat the players up over it. But next Saturday, I think for our last home game, you know, we want to try and get a result. So, you know, we'll be treating it as though it's a really important league game, which it is. And yesterday was important, but for different reasons. You know, it's important we try something. But next Saturday, you know, we've got to take into consideration Cucknow on a fantastic run. You know, they won at Alston yesterday. They beat Newport Pagnell on Monday. And they'll probably, I think they're 2 points behind us, I think. So, yeah, so they'll be looking to beat us to try and overtake us. So, yeah, there's, you know, we know the manager and the management team there. So, yeah, looking forward to what will be. I think it'll be a really good game.
And obviously still those 2 games left, but one eye already turning towards next season, I would guess you've already trying things out. Have you already started planning, you know, where you might be recruiting over the summer?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. You know, there are some players that we'd like to bring in officially. Obviously, you know, you can't make any approaches to anybody or speak to any players because, you know, that they're still registered with other players, but it hasn't stopped one or two players contacting me to show their interest. So, you know, who I know. So we need to bring in some players. That is for sure, because I want us to be competing, you know, at the top end of the table. So, you know, obviously we need to speak to the club as well. You know, we need to understand budgetary things and all the boring stuff that supporters probably don't get too involved with. But, you know, my plan will be to bring in some players. I don't think we need to go crazy. We have brought some young lads in, and we don't want to lose focus or sort of the pathway that we've got at the club. We don't want to completely drop a bomb on that. So from next season, there will be some players coming in for sure. We need a little bit of experience coupled with a couple bits more quality, hopefully. And then hopefully, we'll have a great year.
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
On FM, digital and your mobile.
Cambridge 105 Radio. From the terraces on Cambridge 105 Radio.
So yeah, it's just one of those season endings for Chris and Histon. They want to maintain that middle position, the 10th in the league, but plenty to try out before next season. And I think a really promising season ahead for them, young side that's up and coming, and some recruitment there will make a huge difference, I think. So let's talk about the women's football. 15 minutes to kick off at the Abbey. If you're not on your way down there, get down there now. Still nice outside, so still still plenty of reasons to go down there. Spoke to both United and City coaches. City first. City are, I mean, mathematically it's not certain yet, but they are pretty much done and dusted for this season and relegated. They've got a couple of very hard games against Norwich and Worthing coming up, second and third in the league, and one other game, I think. So it's going to be very difficult for them. It would be a miracle if they can manage to stay up. They've not got any game today, but they are in midweek action against United's opposition today, Norwich. This is what Dean had to say when I spoke to him this morning.
So, Dean, no game this weekend, but you've got midweek action Tuesday night at Norwich to look forward to.
Yeah, a really good game, good test for us. I think we've got three games coming up. I think the message to the girls will be to make the most of it, make the most of these good games and see what we can get out of them.
Yeah, as we said, we've talked about this, obviously it's now, whilst I think it may be still mathematically possible to escape, it would be difficult to see how with the quality of both Norwich and Worthing, and then you've got the Derby game in the middle, which could go either way. It is now a question of kind of looking forward to what happens next season for you, I'm guessing.
Yeah, in some ways. I'm trying not to look too far forward. I think the best thing at the moment is make sure the girls perform during the season. I have said to them, I want to make sure that they're here, that they need to be committed. They don't down tools. I've been at too many clubs over the years where, you know, it happens all the time, professional football, whatever. You know, when people don't have anything to play for, they can down tools. But, you know, I'll be demanding and they don't. But what it will be a good chance to look at some of the girls that perhaps haven't featured in the first team. And to be fair, two or three of them that come on last Sunday did really well. So, they're going to try and give people a chance. But also, I want to set a marker for how we do things, our ethos, and it doesn't change whether it's a pre-season game, a friendly, a cup game, a mid-table clash, whatever. You know, going forward, there has to be an ethos at the club and the way of playing that we want all the way through the system.
And I guess you've obviously got, an idea of what you want to do over the summer in terms of, we've obviously talked about recruitment, you've got a very young squad. Is that something that the club is now looking forward to? Or is it, I guess, a question of getting the season closed off and then we'll get on to next season?
Well, we've already started. To be fair, the management and recruitment, you have a lot of long-term targets, you know, so even if you don't sign them this year, you get them next year or the year after. You know, that is different than any level of football. We've had short-term targets, one or two we've got in. We've got long-term or mid-term targets. You know, as soon as the season's over, we'll be talking to people. I need an assistant manager in, so I have spoken to someone already. Well, I've spoken to two people about assistant manager. I would like a lady assistant manager in, just to perhaps roughen the edges of me, because I'm come from men's football. I'm very keen to keep everyone we can and add to it. I'm looking forward to the challenge. You know, I've spoken to Paul, the chairman, and as far as he's concerned, he wants me here next year. And let's see. I'll have a chat, obviously. But the most important thing at the moment is performances. We make sure the girls are competitive. And let's see if we can get some results.
And as I say, it's Norwich on Tuesday, but look forward, if I can, just to the Saturday after that. Obviously, the local derby, it's always really a good game. It's at St Neots, but again, another one to look forward to for the fans.
Yeah, I think so. And the girls as well, you know, always tightly contested affairs. I mean, they've got a cup final to look forward to. I've got to do a quick change, Mr. Ben change. I came to United Academy, Boys Academy in the morning, and I've got, probably on the pitch right next to it. So then I've got a quick change to KMC. So, yeah, I've got to put in both camps, and my oldest son works for Cambridge United under 18 girls. I'll be looking forward to that like any game. I'm sure the girls are as well, you know, and I think, it's one that, is a local derby. A lot of the girls know each other. A lot of the girls have played for both teams. So it should be a good game. Always quite tight affairs and good games. I have seen a couple over the years. That's first off. Let's get Norwich out of the way. Let's go and be competitive. I am trying to make it where girls are still fighting for their places. If they want to play against Cambridge United, they've got to put a good performance in first against Norwich.
Yeah, I think that's the only way you can play it, isn't it? If you're uncertain about your future in terms of where you're going to be next season, league-wise, I think all you can do is say, you know, you're still playing for your place in the team, you know, so you've got to turn up, and if you want to play in the Plum games, then you've got to perform in the other games. So it'll be interesting to see, but I think, I just hope they do, you know, it doesn't do too much damage to the club. I think with the change in management structure there, I think it's worked reasonably well. The problem is they've just got too many inexperienced girls, not poor girls necessarily, just inexperienced girls who can't play at the level they've been asked to play at week in, week out. And I think there's potential there, but they need to work on it somewhat over the post-season. United, as I say, kicking off in, 9 minutes now at the Abbey. Spoke to Darren this weekend as well. So this is what he had to say about the upcoming game today.
Darren, it's a nice sunny Sunday morning, and that bodes well for the Norwich game at the Abbey this afternoon. Just take you back, the last game out, you had a couple of tough games, really. You played Worthing, who I think was second in the league, a narrow defeat there. And then today it's on to Norwich, who are up there as well. So you've had a couple of difficult games and a lot of injuries.
Yeah, it's been tough. It's been tough really through the month of March. So we started the month with QPR at Loftus Road, and you know we had all but one sub on the pitch from the start of the second half because we'd had to make those changes through injuries and concussions, and the sub that we had left at QPR was a goalkeeper. So you know we that's how it's looked really through the whole of March. We've been without people pretty much through the whole month. Last week was no exception. You know, again, we went there with a squad that wasn't as strong as we'd like to be. We had quite a few people missing. And, you know, again, we've had to make a change at half-time because one of the players is injured. We've had to make another change with Abby Jackson coming off 2 minutes into the second half because she picked up an injury and she won't play today. Yeah, that's just how it's looked. And you know, it could be, that's how football is. Of course you want it to be better, and I'm no different, but that's just how it is. And then, as you say, up today, we've got Norwich, really tough test. They're unbeaten in the league, still unbeaten, even going into April, which is a phenomenal record. But we're really looking forward to it. You know, we've had good prep this week. We've got a good plan, we feel. We know what we've got to do. And actually, you know, we got beat heavily on the first game of the season against Norwich in the determining round of the cup, which turned out to be a blessing, really, because that put us into the league plate, which we've gone on to contest the final for. But since then, you know, we drew 1-1 at Carrow Road, and it was a very even game. We scored from a corner. They scored a penalty, which I'm not overly sure, if I'm honest, was a penalty anyway. We hit the crossbar, they hit the crossbar. So despite the fact they had lots of the ball at Carrow Road, that, you know, what we did with the ball when it got into the vital areas was as good as them. And then the game today is a replay of the game that was played a couple of months ago and had to be abandoned with 10 minutes or so to go due to an injury. And at that point that the game was abandoned, it was 3-2 to Norwich, but we was well on top. We'd come back from 2-0 down to 2-2. Then again, unfortunately, got what I contest as a fairly disputable penalty, you know, and we was well in the game. So actually, despite the fact Norwich are a really good side, yes, we've got some problems with people being unavailable, but look, we've had a relatively good record against them this season, and hopefully that continues today.
And you've got, I think it's 5 games left, 4 league games, and sandwiched in between those two, obviously, there is the plate final against Derby up in Manchester. I guess the difficulty is with squad injuries, you want to put a good side out. That's going to be a difficult game, but a really big one for the club.
Yeah, it's exactly that. You know, in an ideal world, you see these games and straight away, you know, obviously you want to do really well. And I still think we can. I don't think there's any reason why we won't. It's just that we're not going to have maybe the squad that we'd like to have available. So there's quite a few people unavailable through various reasons, you know, people who would absolutely start games for us. But that can be football. And you know, our job is to have the plan, which we think we have. We practiced it this week. And if everybody sticks to that plan and we work it well and we don't make errors, because I think that's been a bit of a feature of our season this year. You know, when I look at, you know, even last week against Worthing, 2 goals, 1. But well, both came from wide areas and both came from where people didn't open up their body and they were looking straight square at the ball rather than opening up and seeing there was someone behind their shoulder. And, you know, they're just very simple errors not to make in the box. And, you know, Norwich, when we was 3-2 down in the game that was abandoned, but both of the first 2 goals came from Sammy giving the ball, literally gifting the ball with a weak back pass towards Webby, and it was intercepted. So, you know, if we stop some of the individual errors that we've been making this season, even when we don't have all the players on the pitch that we want to have, we're still a very competitive team. So that's a feature of today. We have to make sure we cut out the individual errors. And if we do that, I firmly believe that it's going to be a really good game. And I'm looking forward to it. I know, you know, Norwich are in a very strong position, but with that comes pressure. They have to win the all of their remaining games to have any chance whatsoever of winning the league, because now it's in Wimbledon's hands and Wimbledon have to slip up. So Norwich know the only way they can keep that pressure on is to win every game. And with that comes pressure. So pressure's on them today. It's not on us. So I'm looking forward to it.
And obviously at the Abbey, like I said earlier on, looking to be the start of a fine day. Hopefully it stays that way. You'll be looking forward to get a decent crowd down there.
Definitely, yeah. And when we talk about the league play, you know, the semi-final against Barnsley, we had a few hundred people down at St Neots, and that made such a huge difference. Barnsley are a very good side. I'd been and watched them that week and came away saying they don't actually really have any weaknesses. Our plan is going to have to be just how can we be at our best. So, you know, when we have a crowd that get behind us and make a bit of noise, it does make such a big difference. And the Abbey, you know, is a brilliant location. And if we can have quite a few people down there to make a bit of noise, it will definitely make a difference both to the occasion and also to the game. And it will inspire the players to go on and give their absolute best. And you know, it always gives you that extra little boost when you're feeling a bit tired or something's gone a bit wrong. You know, the crowd can lift you again. So I'm really hoping the good weather will bring quite a few people out today. It's such a lovely day out there. Let's hope people fancy a little trip down to the Abbey.
Let's hope they do, and we'll wish them good luck for that game. So that's pretty much all we've got time for this weekend. So looking forward, obviously, we've got United playing Charlton next week. Big game, home game, almost certainly going to be a sellout if it isn't already. So get your tickets for that. It's going to be a really good one. Then the great trek over to Bristol on a Tuesday evening. Cheers to the FA for not looking at that one and thinking, is that really a good idea? But there you go. Then I'm down in Derby. Well, actually, I'm up here for the Derby game, then down in Manchester for the other Derby game where the women are playing on the 21st. So that's going to be an interesting weekend. So opportunities there to pick up the 3 or 4 points that we need for United to stay safe. City really need a good result against Shepshed to stop the slide that they're having. Preston obviously will be looking in their last home game of the season against Cook now to get a good result and finish the season at home on a good footing before they go away for the final game of the season against Easington. United, obviously Norwich today, then the Derby next weekend, then the plate final in Manchester, which is huge for them before the last two league games. And City, Norwich on Tuesday, the Derby obviously on the following Saturday, and their last game against Worthing. Thanks very much to Sal and to Scott for joining me on air, and to Darren and Chris and Dean and Neil and others for joining me on the interviews. Cheers.